Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi there. You're listening to The Daily Home Edit, the daily podcast from the team at Home Beautiful magazine. I'm Holly Byrne, features editor at Home Beautiful, and I am so excited to have the brilliant Christina Carlson on the line today from Melbourne. She's the founder and creative director of Swedish stationery label Kiki K. Thank you so much for your time today, Christina. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Now, let's start back at the beginning. You're originally from Sweden, which explains the impeccable Swedish style of the Kiki K range. How did you end up in Australia?
So I grew up in Sweden and around 22, I was working in a ski resort in Austria. And I met my partner, Paul, there and decided to come with him to Australia. And then when I decided to stay in Australia, I thought I have to do something that I love. And that's how Kiki K was born. So I was actually whinging and complaining quite a lot. And I was not sure what I was going to do with my life. So one morning at 3 a.m., I woke up my partner, Paul, and I said, what am I going to do with my life? And I think I asked him that 5 times that day. So he was a little bit sick of hearing me saying the same thing. So he turned on the light and said, why don't we write down what is important to you? And at 3 a.m., I wrote down what was important. And that's what I call my 3 a.m. list. And on my list, I had that I wanted to drive to work every single day and absolutely loving it because we spend so much time at work. So I really wanted to really be passionate and loving it. I wanted to have a business on my own, but I didn't know what that meant. I wanted to have a connection with Sweden. I wanted to work with Swedish design. That was one of my passions. And then I wanted to make $500 a week. And that was my little 3M list. And then in the morning when I looked at it, I thought, if I'm going to have my own business one day, I have to have a beautiful home office because I feel like the environment is so important and you want to be inspired to do your best work. So I went out to buy some products and I just could not find anything. And in my view, it was a price-driven category and it was bad quality, not so inspiring and exciting. So I then decided to do this as my career. And I went home to Paul and I said, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to open beautiful Swedish design stores around the world in my favorite cities, being Paris, London, New York, etc. And it's going to specialize in stationery. And that's how Kiki K was born.
Incredible. What a beautiful story, how it all ended up being. Now, had you had a background in design or anything of the likes before that?
No, I didn't actually, but I think I'm a bit of an entrepreneur and I think I have a good eye for design. And I think in terms of having grown up in Sweden, where we are so surrounded in everyday life with beautiful design and it's very functional. So wherever you go, it's beautiful. So I was kind of used to that. And then I saw that was a little bit of a missing link here in Australia.
You mentioned that on your 3AM list was capturing that beautiful Swedish design. If you had to capture that style in a sentence, how would you describe it?
I get that question a lot and I never really know. You know, it's funny how us as Swedes, we kind of live and breathe it. So it's hard to kind of put it into words, but I would say simple, functional, and beautiful, clean design.
I think that's very well put. I think you've narrowed it.
Thank you.
Why was that so important to you to be part of your 3AM list and part of your career?
It's a passion of mine. I think everything that I do, I want it to be beautiful. I want it to be functional and I want it to be time efficient. And I just want to be surrounded of beautiful things. And, you know, if it's my home, if it's my office, if it's places I stay when I travel, I think that is part of getting myself inspired to do my best work. You know, wherever I am, regardless of the house or the, you know, where I am, I always try try to make it beautiful with small little things. And I think that's what Swedes are so good at, or Scandinavians overall, because we spend a lot of time indoor because of the coldness and the darkness. And we make our homes beautiful. You know, it doesn't have to be expensive and it doesn't have to be complicated. It's less is more. And I think for me, coming here was extra important because I really wanted to, I guess, preserve my heritage and really living and breathing what I stood for.
So when you first realised that stationery was it and that's what you were going to be doing, how did that first range for Kiki K come to be and what did it look like?
Well, it's my famous storage boxes again. I really wanted to be organised and I really wanted to have a beautiful office and I wanted to be really uncluttered and simple. So I started with boxes and we did them in all sorts of different colours, but for me it was all white. So our office here at Kiki K is all white and it's all, you know, like ideally I like to have white floors, everything white, because I just love it. And then you can add bits and pieces that are colorful if you want to, but having that kind of blank canvas to be inspired in, I think that's really, really important.
It's incredible to think now what that first range has evolved into and looking at how incredible and beautiful your range is now and how widespread it is as well.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it's, as I evolved as a person, I started, you know, a purpose at Kiki K is to inspire and empower through beautiful Swedish design for people to live their best life every day. And we do that under dreaming, because I truly believe that it all starts with a dream. So whatever you want to create in your life, start thinking, what could I do if I couldn't fail? And what would I do if I could live my dream life? What would that look like? And our second word is do. And that is all about taking action and making your dreams come true. And the third word is enjoy. I think every day we should set really big dreams and do really hard and challenging goals, but it's also about enjoying every day and doing the things that we love, because every day makes up our lives, and to make sure that we don't forget about the everyday. And that is also about re-energizing yourself so you can make your big dreams come true. And the last word is share, and that is about sharing whatever your unique ability is. So there is always someone right behind you in terms of someone you can share your talent or knowledge with. And there's always people less fortunate than us. So that's the last word. So it's dream, do, enjoy, and share. And everything that we design at Kiki K now is based on this purpose. It's come a long way from just, you know, storage boxes. And we also in the beginning did notebooks, etc. Now we're doing products that help you set goals, being more mindful, being more organized. And we also do workshops at Kiki K in stores to help people, whatever they are, you know, dreaming or doing or whatever they need help with. And that's really, really popular. And also now I have my own podcast where I interview people to live that, who, and to explain how they live their best life. I love sharing. So that's really definitely part of the purpose. And it's come a long way in terms of our product range. And I absolutely still love it.
Now, back to that Swedish design and the whole ethos that you live and breathe. You mentioned that in Sweden you spend so much time inside, so it's important for it to look beautiful. How has that translated to your home in Australia and the Australian lifestyle?
You know, I think it's very, very similar. And it's funny because my kids obviously are half Australian, half Swedish, and we do have a home in Sweden and we spend about 3 months there every year. So I feel like they are as much Australian as they are Swedish. But one thing that they really noticed is the small things that I do in terms of every morning I light candles. And, you know, when my Australian friends come over to Sweden, they also think it's fascinating that all us Swedes have candles all the time. And I tend to do that. But obviously, we have much more light here in Australia for a longer time. Over the year, I still light candles every morning. And it's those small little things. So, you know, if we rent a holiday home somewhere, I always bring candles. You know, it's about having beautiful glasses and, you know, a nice teapot and a nice cup or whatever. It's just a little small things that makes all the difference. So obviously I'm also very big fan of the Scandinavian designer, so Danish or Swedish or Finnish, whatever it is. I tend to surround myself by beautiful Swedish design wherever I go, and especially in my home here in Australia.
They do it so well, the Scandinavian designers, don't they?
Yeah, it's simple and it's good quality. I think, you know, also because we spend so much time indoor in Sweden, we do spend more money and not necessarily expensive things, but we tend to mix, you know, we also then of course have IKEA and we mix that with more expensive pieces. And I think the Swedes are really good at, you know, investing in pieces that last for a lifetime. And, you know, like I love, you know, the Danish pieces and the Swedish pieces and of course also the Finnish pieces. And it's beautiful. I love it. And I wouldn't have it any other way. And I think my kids really appreciate it. Because when we went somewhere the other day, my son, who's 11, Axel, he said, "I love how you always bring your candlesticks and your new candles and, you know, put flowers in and all those little small things that it might not seem a lot, but I think I'm hoping that I would pass that on to my kids as well."
It sounds like you already are passing it on, but they're already appreciating it, which is lovely.
Yes, yes, it is.
Is there anything that you think the Australian lifestyle could pick up from or learn from Swedish design or Scandinavian design, those little habits and tips that you mentioned that we could be embracing more?
Well, I think, I'm not sure, but this is just the Swedish way, but I think some little rituals and making sure that you are making your home your sanctuary. I think we spend so much time at work and we're so busy. We live such a busy lives now, to actually have a home that you really love. So if you're renting, it doesn't really matter. Or if you have your own home that you can't maybe make it perfect. Sometimes it's just the small little things, like having beautiful fresh flowers or you know, save up for something that you really love. And I think rather than buying lots of things that are cheap and you might not really love, you know, try to maybe save up for something that you really love and then enjoy that. You know, for me, that was like, I'm a little bit obsessed with lamps and I'm a little bit obsessed with chairs. So I remember I actually won the Young Telstra Businesswoman of the Year many, many years ago. And when I won those prize money, I decided to invest in Arne Jacobson egg chair. Some of my friends thought I was crazy because I didn't have a lot of money for anything else, but I just thought, I love this chair so much, and I had it on my vision board for years. So I did, and I still love it, and I still get so much pleasure out of just looking at it. So I think for anyone listening and might not have their perfect home, but just investing in a couple of things that you really love and making your home yours. And sometimes that means small little things as well as candles and flowers, and indoor plants can make a room completely transform.
Well, that is a beautiful sentiment, and I love that you splurged on the egg chair. It's not only a nice little treat to yourself and surrounding yourself by beautiful things that you love, but it's also a much more sustainable way to shop and live.
Absolutely. Yeah. Less is more, and just, you know, have less pieces. And unclutter as well is definitely a something that I think so many people can do better in terms of get rid of things. Just feel so much better. Less is more, and just have a few things that you really love.
It's definitely some advice I need to take on. Thank you so much for your time today, Christina. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for you guys for all the inspiration you give to all of us.
Oh, thank you so much. That's lovely.
Thank you.
That's a wrap for the Daily Home Edit today. Apologies for the quality on this one. Christina's an incredibly busy woman on the go, and she kindly made time for us to chat via her mobile. If you enjoyed this one, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. We'll see you next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.